English Across the Pond.
Hello, 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 English Across the Pond listeners. Welcome back to another episode of English Across the Pond. We are so happy to have you, and we are your hosts. My name is Jennifer, and I'm from the US.
And my name is Dan, and I come from England.
So you have two English language teachers here for you, helping you improve and build your English fluency. You can use this conversation to practice your natural English expressions, to hear the British and American English accent, hear about common themes in English to help you have your own conversations. But most importantly, a question for you is, have you joined our Gold membership? We have a Gold membership pond community for members who sign up for our resources. We help our English Gold Pond members even more with their English fluency. Our members have already gotten the materials for this episode. They've already reviewed the vocabulary. They already have their comprehension questions and all of the exercises to improve their English. Even more than that, they have a speaking and writing task to complete, to send to us, and get feedback. That is right, listeners. You can sign up, become Gold today, and improve your writing and your speaking with us, two teachers. So if you need to practice your English with teachers, get feedback, and truly understand what you need to improve, then head over to our website now, EnglishAcrossThePond.com, and click subscribe, or EnglishAcrossThePond.com/gold, G-O-L-D, and we can't wait to have you in the pond. Dan!
Yo, you okay?
I am good. Welcome to December, my friends.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Speaking of cold, I want to paint a little picture for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes. So close your eyes.
Eyes closed.
And imagine with me. And members, if you've been listening, you know I, Jennifer, love to have you close your eyes and imagine the situation with us. But of course, I have to tell you, if you're listening to this while driving, while walking, or doing anything dangerous.
Operating heavy machinery.
Yes, keep your eyes open and just do this exercise later.
Yeah.
So Dan, your eyes are closed. Are you comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's December. You're about to celebrate, you know, Christmas. There's going to be New Year's. You have the holiday time.
And my birthday.
And your birthday. You got to let me finish.
Sorry.
So close your eyes and imagine. What is the typical scenery for these holidays in December? Paint a picture for me and the listeners.
Well, traditionally, or maybe stereotypically, what we think of course, we're all dreaming of a white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Sorry, go ahead.
That's good.
This is your imagination.
No, that's good. Yeah, and of course there are snow. There is snow on the trees, snow in the fields. There's snowmen, robins, the bird with a red breast, robins around, and fires to keep you warm, and woolly gloves.
So nice. when you imagine Christmas and New Year's and your birthday, you're bundled up in your winter gear, you're by a fire. What do you know, is it cold? What's the temperature like?
It's literally, I mean, if you look at the thermometer, it's literally freezing. But of course, we use the term as well just to mean very cold. It's freezing. What we call in British English, brass monkey weather.
Oh, brass monkey, that funky monkey. I'm going to roll today. Do you know that song?
No.
Oh,
I knew I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, but I didn't know that one.
Brass Monkey, I think, is a Beastie Boys song. Anyways, we digress.
And but also mulled wine. Mulled wine is like warm wine with kind of, what does it have in it? Like
mold, like M-U-L-L, not mold.
Yeah, mold, well, we say mold, mold wine, not moldy mold wine.
Wine. Yeah, not moldy, mold.
And warm wine. And it has like pepper.
Like cinnamon or some kind of spice.
Yes, it's spices, yeah. But okay. I don't actually really, A, I don't really drink alcohol. B, wine makes my face go brighter red than the sun.
That's right.
And C, warm wine? That's like warm ice cream. Like, no.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, we both live in the Northern Hemisphere, right? Uh-huh. So our Decembers are like that cold winter weather.
Yeah.
Luckily, I live in California and I don't have to deal with that white stuff on the ground too much.
Nope.
As our listeners know, if they've been with us for a while, I'm not a huge fan of cold, snowy weather to live in.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine a hot Christmas?
No.
Or a New Year's at the beach?
No.
Or celebrating summertime in December?
It's very strange, actually. And of course, you can kind of imagine it, but I can't really imagine that it's real. And of course, Australia, hello down under.
Hello, mate.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, mate. Literally barbecues on the beach at Christmas. I know that happens, but actually to sort of really imagine that that's true... very difficult.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in the other hemisphere that are in their bikinis on the beach, sweating under the summer sun. So I wanted to kind of dedicate an episode to
them. That's nice. Yeah. Hello down there.
Hello down there. Hello, you people enjoying summertime.
Yeah.
So what would... you know, your birthday, for example, what would your birthday, what would Christmas, what would New Year's be like for you in summertime, in hot weather? Can you imagine that? Paint me a picture of that.
Well, normally on my birthday is the day after Christmas, the 26th of December, Boxing Day. Do you call it Boxing Day?
Oh, we don't have that holiday really here, but...
yeah. It's always a holiday here. It didn't used to be, but once I was born... I'm joking, of course. I always go to see my football team because there's always a football match the day after Christmas, a soccer match. And I'm always, it's so cold because, of course, you're sitting like on concrete, basically, and it's like -7 and my team are losing. So it's a lovely, depressing way to spend my special day. But it would be really strange to go like to imagine going in a T-shirt or buying an ice cream or something. Mm-mm. So it would be, my world would be upside down. It would be totally bizarre.
Oh, yeah. So it's funny to say it would be upside down because...
oh, yeah.
It's like the other side of the world, so it is kind of upside down.
It would literally be... yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, ringing in the new year on the beach, like... in shorts and a tank top and like lighting fireworks?
Well, I live near the beach and we go down the beach at Christmas and on New Year's morning. Everybody, Happy New Year. It's nice, you know, everybody you meet, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But again, some people you can only see their eyes. They're so wrapped up like panda bears, like Eskimos, in Inuit. And so, yeah, again, it would be totally surreal. It would be nice. It would be nice for a change. But how cold does it actually get in California? What's the lowest it could be?
Oh, well, you know, well, California is so big. It would totally range like Northern California, even like San Francisco. Central California gets cold. But talking about where I live in Southern California, even San Diego is so big. So the beautiful thing about San Diego is you can live here and within an hour drive, you can be at the beach or you can be in the snowy mountains or you can be in a desert or you can be like near a lake. So an hour and a half drive. So it can get freezing up in the mountains and it can actually snow in parts of San Diego County, in San Diego County, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the actual city downtown and near the coast – in the winter, I would say it doesn't really get under like 50, like I feel like the 40s is kind of a pull, like it's kind of a stretch, right? And that's in Fahrenheit, of course. I don't know what that would be in Celsius.
I'm just finding
out. Like 40s. Yeah. Like 47 degrees. What's 47 degrees Fahrenheit?
40 is... Oh, that can't be right.
Probably like, I don't know, 10 or 15. So that would be like the coast. Mm-hmm. But it would still, like the cold, the wind chill at the beach. Yeah. If we were at the beach on New Year's, we would also be bundled up with scarves and beanies and other kinds of hats and sweaters and jumpas, right? As you would say, jackets.
So do you sort of, I'm guessing the coldest month is probably January, coldest in inverted commas. But do you find it, is it, because you love the sun?
Yeah.
Is it depressing, even though it's not? I mean, for our listeners in, say, Russia, or, you know, when it gets to minus 40 in China. And but does it depress you still, even though it's not really, really cold? Do you still find it tough to get through those months, or is it okay?
It's okay. Mm. It's okay. Again, I think it would just be the snow, like shoveling the snow, like that bite of snow, I think would be hard for me to live in. So if, you know, as you were kind of imagining like Christmas or New Year's or your birthday in the heat in the summertime, which do you think you would prefer? Do you think you'd prefer those holidays in summertime, or would you keep, if you had the choice, would you keep them being celebrated in the cold winter?
Yeah, good question. I think it's hard to imagine it being the other way. I feel it's like asking me, would I like to be right-handed or left-handed?
And
because I'm right-handed, it's just what I'm used to. You know what I mean, kind of. So there's nothing wrong with it being hot at Christmas, but what I do like is the variety of seasons. And I was very fortunate to live in, for example, Thailand. Hello, Thailand, hello our Thai listeners, where there was less distinct seasons. So one beautiful thing about that is you get flowers all year round. There are flowers everywhere all the time. But my body clock, my British body, was constantly thinking, so like, when is it gonna start getting cold then? And this would, after a year, I lived there for a few years. So after 2 years, my body was sort of like, is it going to get cold or not? You know, what's going on here? And of course, the answer is no, it's not going to get cold.
Yeah.
So in the shops, there are, of course, coats and hats and things like that. Because, of course, Thai people, you know, of course, go on holiday to Europe and, you know, around the world. But generally, in your wardrobe, you don't have that department in your wardrobe. The woolly hat, jumper, big coat, massive boots, sort of thermal socks. They don't exist.
Mm. Yeah. Well, even like when I went to New York a few years ago, I had like my California sweaters, which are like thin and just not ready for the snow or whatever. So
Light sweaters.
So I totally get that. Not being prepared or having it in your wardrobe. Let's have a little grammatical fun, shall we?
Can I ask you a question first?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be okay? Thanks. So you don't particularly like the colder weather. You prefer the hotter weather. But then if you're given the opportunity, like Bangkok, you know, say like Thailand, that you kind of have the same season 12 months of the year, and it's not the same. There's a rainy season in Thailand. It gets colder after Christmas, but generally, would you like to live in just a warm climate year round?
Everything in moderation, my friend.
So variety, isn't it? Variety. Yeah.
I always make the joke that the ideal lifestyle would be summer months spent in the States and in the Northern Hemisphere. And then in wintertime,
New Mexico,
fly down to Brazil and spend, you know, their summer, America's winter there, and just go summer to summer.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that that would get not old, but I think I would probably crave something different as well. Because I do enjoy going to like a weekend in the snow, for example. Not a lot. But I'll sprinkle.
Weekend. That's
a weekend. You know,
that's 47 hours longer than I thought you'd go for.
Yeah. So I like it, but again, every now and again.
Just to finish that, I mean, here, in northwestern Europe on this small island. I mean, above us, the island above us is called Iceland. You know, this is the kind of area that I live in. But honestly, when it gets to spring, that first day in like February, March or April, where the sun comes out, everybody is in the best mood. Have a good morning, hi! And everyone just takes all their clothes off and it's still freezing cold and it's a really big celebration. So you only get to see the rainbow if you go through the rainstorm.
Exactly. Yeah.
So grammar quiz thing, you know, what are we doing?
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about the third conditional because that's our language focus this episode.
Yeah.
But I want you to think about your last Christmas or New Year's, maybe whatever you have more, you know, experience and things to say about.
Yeah.
So think about your last Christmas or your last New Year's. Tell me about it. Talk about it, but replace it with the third conditional. So if I had been in shorts, or if it had been hot, you know, things like that.
Well, if my town was in Australia, if I lived in the in the Southern Hemisphere, I would have had Christmas dinner on the beach. Whoop, whoop.
Well, you are taking it a little more confusing doing that mixed conditional, right? If what did you say? If it were Australia, or if I were in Australia, but third conditional. So if I had been in Australia, it would have been, right?
Yeah, past perfect.
Past perfect, third conditional.
So I'll say the same sentence again, but I'll put it into a sort of traditional third conditional. If we had had a warmer Christmas, I would have spent it on the beach having a picnic or Christmas dinner on the beach.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love that.
Nice. What about you?
Ooh, last Christmas was... I'm trying to think of what we did. Well, let me think about last New Year's. Mm-hmm. So if my last New Year's had been hotter, we would have rang in the New Year outside under the patio lights.
Ooh. Sounds nice.
Instead, we were like in the heat, in the living room, in sweats.
Yeah, same.
You know, heating and on. like looked outside for a second and thought, nope, never mind.
Yeah, gorgeous.
So yeah. Mm. And now, of course, we want to know about you, our listeners. So where are you celebrating these December holidays, or just this December month if you don't celebrate holidays in December? Where are you celebrating? Are you celebrating in the winter or are you in the summer? We want to know, and we will be asking all about it in our study plan. So make sure you stick around now as well as we get into the language focus, where we talk more about the third conditional. And we thank you so much for joining us for another episode this week.
Bye, bye, bye.
Thank you.
See you, bye.
All right. Are you ready to do more imagining with us in this language focus? We talked a lot about what our December months, our Christmas and our New Year's, would have been like if we celebrated it in the hot weather of summertime. When we were doing this, we were imagining situations in the past that were not real. So let's dive into that past unreal third conditional tense in this language focus. The third conditional is called the past unreal because it's used to talk about how things could have been, might have been, should have been in the past. They're unreal because we cannot change the past. The past is done, it's over, and we cannot change it. However, we can imagine different scenarios and different situations, and to do that, we use this third conditional tense. To create a sentence in a third conditional, we must have an if clause and a result clause. The if clause in the third conditional has the past perfect tense, had, and the past participle. So we start an if clause with the subject, had, and the past participle,
and then we'll include other information within that sentence. And then our result clause is going to have the subject, a modal like would, could, or might, the auxiliary have, and then a form of the past participle of the main verb. So an example could be, if last Christmas had been hotter, we wouldn't have gone snow sledding. This, of course, is an example of a negative tense, so we put the word not in between our modal and have. If last Christmas had been hotter, we wouldn't have gone snow sledding. Notice the pause I do naturally after the if clause. If last Christmas had been hotter, we wouldn't have gone snow sledding. That is because when the if clause comes first, we must separate it from the result clause with a comma. The order is okay to switch, which means you can put the result clause first. Just make sure you do not use a comma because it's not needed. So for example, we could say, we wouldn't have gone snow sledding if last Christmas had been hotter. There's not a pause in between the two clauses because we do not have a comma. Another example could be, if it had been summertime during our last Christmas, we might have spent it on the beach. If it had been summertime during our last Christmas, we might have spent it on the beach. Or, we might have spent it on the beach if it had been summertime during our last Christmas. Another example could be, if I had had a hot Christmas, I wouldn't have worn a sweater and scarf to the Christmas party. I probably would have worn a dress. If I had had a hot Christmas, I wouldn't have worn a sweater and scarf to the party. I probably would have worn a dress. So these three examples are going to be explained. They're going to be written in our study plan. And our study plan and gold members are going to have even more sentence examples to review and learn more about the had-had structure and why it's okay. I said, if I had had a hot Christmas, I wouldn't have worn a sweater and scarf to the party. Why do I say had-had and why is that correct? Head over to our website. Become a gold member today so you can download our study plan, download the transcript, and learn even more with us in the complete English experience. You'll get your goal, your lesson, your exercises, and your feedback. We hope to see you in the pond, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.